Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome back to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And yes, the month is September, but October is right around the corner, and so are Oktoberfests. If you're living down by the shore of, or let's be honest, Connecticut, it's not that big of a state, people. You can travel. I say it all the time. And you can head down to Milford for their Oktoberfest, produced by the Devon Rotary at Fowler Field. And joining me this morning is the president of said Rotary, Sue Lambiers. Sue, thank you for joining me today.
Good morning. Good morning.
So,
thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's I love Oktoberfest. I love October. I like the winter. I'm not a big summer guy, shall we say. So anything we can do to get outside and enjoy the fall a little bit in New England, I'm all for. And this looks like a really cool event.
It is. We've been doing it for about 30 years right now. And I got to tell you, we see about 3,000 to 4,000 people. And most people are like, you're kidding. But we have boaters come from all over. We send out emails and let them know what days we're having it a year in advance. And it's really something you don't want to miss.
So, you know, okay, what would people miss? Give me some rundown of what people might expect at the Milford Oktoberfest this year.
Well, it's not your traditional German festival with oompa bands. We're more of an American-style music and beer festival with a really big community feel. We have signature games like our brat eating contest and our sign-holding contest, costume contest and cornhole tournaments, live music, food. It's really a great time for the whole family.
So let's break that down. So we got some fun and music to be had by all. What are we looking for the brat eating contest? How do you guys set that up? Because I've been to many festivals, whether it be the Pickle Festival or Barbecue Festival. Like, how do you guys set up your brat festival?
Well, what we do is we give you 3 brats, and we have about 10 contestants, and whoever can eat the 3 the fastest is the winner. So we try to keep it as easy as that, because when we used to do 5 or 10, people were... They didn't have a good stomach for that. So we learned over time, speed is the way to go. And they can win up to $100 cash.
Have you seen some interesting methods over the past years?
Oh, yeah. They take them. They're dunking them in their beer. They're trying to get them, because you have to eat the whole brat and the bread. It can't be partial or it doesn't count. So they're using their beer and swigging it down and trying to swallow it with that hole. It's crazy what some of these guys do.
Is it hard to find contestants, or like, you know, halfway through the day, everyone's had a couple beers and a brat themselves? They're like, heck, let's give this a try.
Yeah, actually, no, you're absolutely right. They have a few beers and they're ready to roll. They're like, yeah, I can do this. I want $100 to buy more beer.
That's awesome. So then, you know, they go to, we got the brat eating contest, stein holding contest. What are we at in there? We got full steins, empty steins. Can we drink it while we're holding it?
Nope, you can't drink it while you're holding it. It's a full stein, and it's glass. We have judges there. They have to hold their arm out straight and be very steady, which it's difficult. You have to keep your arm completely straight. Hold it. These glasses are heavy. They're usually filled with about 1 liter of beer. And, you know, we tag people out as you go. There's usually a contest for men and then one for women. And, oh, my God, people have fun. There's yelling and laughing, and everybody's having a good time.
That's cool. We've all seen it, but to be there watching that happen, that's just got to be something to behold.
It's a lot of strength and endurance. People don't realize how hard it is to hold that steady and not bend your elbow. And, you know, our judges, they're pretty good, too.
That's cool.
They've been doing this a long time, yeah.
Any repeat winners over the years?
I don't know. Honestly, we probably have, but I don't know for sure. But there's definitely people who come every year, and they seem to say they've been working out to get a little stronger.
Like, what are you doing at home to get ready for this exercise? Every wife out there listening is like, he could do some more chores.
Exactly.
And one of the things, you know, coming back, it's gotten big. I know my son is big into it. We've played at a few breweries and stuff like that. Cornhole, I mean, that's become a beast of its own, cornhole tournaments.
Yes, cornhole is really big, and ours has grown each year. People are very competitive, but we do one for all ages, so the young kids can get involved if they want. We have the, you know, tournament style where people are very competitive, and they just have a great time. We do that all day long on Saturday. It, you know, seems to start about 4 o'clock. They go all night long. We're there till 10 o'clock, and we have lighting, so it's a good time.
And I'm looking at the calendar. So the dates of the event is Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th. So Friday night, you guys get the gates open at 5 o'clock. You got plenty of music and bands, all the fun things going on. Saturday, more bands, more music, more bands. They got the cornhole contest, the costume contest, the brat eating, more bands. Like, there's plenty going on that weekend for you guys to go down to Milford and visit, I'm looking at here.
Absolutely. We like to call it a party with a purpose, because this is also a fundraiser, and it's very important to the Devon Rotary to basically run.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And, you know, raise these funds to give back to our community each year. And, you know, we generally throughout the year raise about $30,000 to give back to our community. So our fundraising is important. And all of the bands that are playing, they all devote their time and talent. There isn't anybody here paid. We're all volunteers, and we're all just having a great time and doing good for the community.
And that's one of the cool, I mean, I've spoke one of the guys here, he's a member of one of the Elks Lodges in the area. I mean, it's things like the Rotary that they go unsung to many things. There's so many volunteers making things like this work. So the fact you guys are still doing something, it's a fundraiser, like you're giving back to the community. And from what it sounds like, the community comes out and supports this thing.
Oh, they do. They do. They can't wait for it. It's always a good time. It's always on everybody's calendar, and we always see a ton of people, rain or shine.
That's cool. So if people want more information, you know, their whistles are wet, they want some brats, they're feeling a little ambitious this morning and want to sign up for that brat eating contest on the 27th, where should people head for more information, Sue?
For more information, they can go to devonrotary.org, which is our website, or they could also send us a comment on our Milford Oktoberfest Facebook page or Devon Rotary Facebook page. We'll always respond to everybody and get them involved.
That's cool. I mean, like I said, it's that time of the year, the festival. I mean, we're in fair season, but I'm like, the fairs start way too early. The Oktoberfest that are going on, yours, there's other ones. it's nice and cool outside, people. It's New England. We're supposed to get outside. Everyone I talk to, you know, why do you still live in New England? Because of the seasons. No one wants to do something like a Steinheat holding contest or a brat eating contest when it's 107 and 87% humidity outside. This is the time for people to get outside and enjoy. Why do we still live in New England, honestly?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. Great time of year to come out and just, you know, grab a beer, cheer on the contestants, and have a really great time. We take pictures with pretzels and all kinds of fun things go on. And if you visit our Facebook page, you can see some of the reels that we posted about previous years and what you can expect.
So now I know it's, you know, it's a Oktoberfest, there's beer. I'm just, are kids allowed? Can we bring the kids?
You could bring the kids, and there's some things for them to do, but they can't go into the beer garden. That's the only part where, you know, they're not allowed because you got to be of legal drinking age.
So maybe kids, youth is energetic, and I don't want to say, you know, they're still young, shall we say, so they have some mistakes to learn. Maybe we can do like a kids brat eating contest one year.
Yeah, you know, that's something we would definitely consider. I'll even talk to them about it now. If people start calling and telling us they want to do a kids one, we can put it on the agenda, but that's a good idea.
There you go. So, Sisu, things like this, you know, they're going on all over the state. So what's the website, Facebook page again, so we can get some people information and, you know, hit them up. Maybe we can get a kids brat eating contest going.
Absolutely. DevonRotary.org. Or at Milford Oktoberfest is our Facebook page, or at Devon Rotary for Facebook.
So it's just
and
that
you can reach out to us.
It's just that easy, people. Connecticut is not a big state. Travel a little bit, go down to Milford. You know, maybe you can head down Saturday morning, visit some of the breakfast places in town, take a little walk along the beach, and then just get ready. I mean, if you're wearing your lederhosen and you're ready and you're walking along the beach, I'm sure you'll be the talk of the town that morning at 7 a.m.
Absolutely.
Well, Sue, thank you. And it's events like this and, you know, the Devon Rotary and Sue Lambiers that are doing things great right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.